we go. It's the 2-1A regional softball final here in Wathena this afternoon. A few raindrops kind of coming down on us as it's the top two seeds in this field, top seed and undefeated Troy, and two seed and 16-3 McClouth. Both teams big wins in the semifinals. If you're just joining us, it was Troy who knocked out Riverside earlier today, 12-2, and then most recently McClouth, 17-0 in four innings over Valley Falls, setting up this collision course between these two. Both lineups the exact same for both teams. Troy is the home team, being the high seed, and McClouth will bat first. It'll be Carissa Bandel, Cinda Bandel, Callie McCauley, Danny Lee, Remy McCauley, Macy Folsom, Jill Holwick, Anna Patz, and Summer Wyatt. Ingeman, who was dominant against Riverside, she is pitching once again. McConaughey catching, Winder at third, Euler at short, Hines at second, Moore at first, Weber in left, Hill in center, and Grable in right. So we're jumping right into this. Again, a few raindrops out there, so trying to beat this weather, but we expect a good one between these two here today. A trip to the 2-1A state tournament is on the line. And the first pitch in there, strike one to Carissa Bandel from Peyton Ingeman. Carissa Bandel in that win over Valley Fall. She had three hits, and then also reached on an error. She had a single, a double, and a triple, so she was very, very efficient in that first game. Ingeman finds the strike zone again, and it's 0-2. Ingeman trying to make quick work of Carissa Bandel, two of our athletes of the week going at it. And Ingeman wins that battle. It's a strikeout and one down here in the first. Here's Cinda Bandel, the freshman second baseman, who drove in one. She batted twice in that Valley Falls game. She had a single and a walk and two runs scored. She fouls one back here. It's 0-1. Both pitchers in this regional final, double-digit strikeouts in their respective starts in their semifinal games. Ingeman missing just a bit outside there. And it's one ball and one strike. Here's Cinda Bandel in this regional final, just getting going, no score. Here's Ingeman's pitch, and it's swung on and missed. And it's 1-2. Both of these teams can certainly make a case for them being at state next week, but it's only going to be one, whoever takes this one home tonight. There's a swing and a miss, strike three, two up, two down, and two strikeouts for Peyton Ingeman. That'll bring up Callie McCauley, the center fielder. McCauley, how about two singles, two doubles in the win over Valley Falls? She drove in two and scored four times. That's from the right side, working against Ingeman. First pitch is in there, right down Broadway for strike one. Ingeman trying to make quick work here in the top of the first. Here's the pitch, just a bit inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Corner infield playing a touch in. That's Winder at third, Moore at first. There's a swing and a miss. High fastball, 1-2. Ingeman a chance to strike out the side here in the first. Here's the 1-2. She does a high fastball and shows a little emotion, too. Three up, three down, three strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the first. No score.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean, tacos. Taco John's.
Will, happy to hear your voice at Taco John's.
Happier if I was on a beach somewhere.
Try our mango shrimp street tacos. They're a whole vibe.
Oh, take me to the beach without taking me to the beach.
3 for $6 mango shrimp street tacos. Only at Taco John's.
Hi, this is Ginger from Exchange Bank. Writing checks to pay bills every month can be such a hassle. Make it easy with Exchange Bank's automatic bill payment. Schedule your payments automatically so you'll never have to write another check. You'll save time and no stamps needed. Visit myexchangebank.com to see how easy paying bills can be.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
And we head to the bottom of the first. No score. Carissa Bandel inside the circle. She had 10 strikeouts against Valley Falls in their semifinal win that was against 17-0. Peyton Ingeman struck out the side in the first, and now Troy steps in. No score, bottom of the first. Winner moves on to the state tournament next week. Here's Bandel's first pitch to Reagan Hill, and it's in there for ball one. Carissa Bandel, she struck out 10 in her outing in the four-inning affair against Valley Falls. This one is fouled straight back to the fence. Reagan Hill, she was 1-for-3 with a walk in their win over Riverside earlier today. She also scored one and drove in one. That's from the right side. Here's Bandel's pitch. Swing and a miss. It's one ball and two strikes. Hill, Hines, and Euler in this inning for the Trojans. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Four batters here so far in the game. All four have struck out. Paige Hines, the senior second baseman. A couple of ground outs, a strikeout, an RBI single in the Riverside win. And swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Both these pitchers certainly like to work quickly. That one is in there for strike two, so quickly Hines in protection mode, it's 0-2. Expect this one to be a duel. Could be hard to come by for both offenses, considering how good both of these pitchers are. Next pitch outside. 1-2 here to Paige Hines. Of course, the 2-1A state tournament next week in Pratt. There's another swing and a miss and a strikeout. So Bandel trying to follow up what Ingeman did in the top of the first. And she has struck out the first two, and it's now Avery Euler's turn. Euler taking first pitch for strike number one. There's a one caught in foul territory. It looked like it was going out of play for a second, but it stayed inside the fence line, and it's a foul out to the first baseman. And Holwick makes the catch. Both teams three up, three down in the first. We head to the second. No score.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
final here in the Class 2-1A softball tournament in Wathena. Troy and McLouth scoreless as we hit the second inning. Both of these teams winning their two games in this tournament with ease. Troy beat Riverside this afternoon 12-2. McLouth eliminated Valley Falls 17-0. First pitch from Ingeman to Danny Lee is fouled out of play for strike one. Ingeman struck out the side in the first. And jumps in front of Lee 0-1. Just missing low and inside. One ball and one strike. Again with Carissa Bandel and Peyton Ingeman. Two of the stronger pitchers we have here in Northeast Kansas. Again, offense. Got to cherish every opportunity you can get. Base runners and runs available. Now missing low and inside. Now two balls and one strike. Remy McCauley and Macy Folsom also due up this inning for the 16-3 Bulldogs, Northeast Kansas League champions for 22. That one's roped into left field, and that's a hit in front of the left fielder Weber, and gets it in quickly, and it's a leadoff single for Danny Lee. Now Remy McCauley. Remy McCauley had a single, a double, and a walk, an RBI, and a run scored in the win over Valley Falls. She bats from the right side with a runner at first and nobody out here in the second inning. First pitch is in there for strike one. Remy McCauley showing bunt. Pulled back. It was a strike. Yeah, aggressive Lee wants to be over there at first base. Bunt shown again, the pitch, and it's fouled away. So we'll see if they want to try the bunt again, but the count now not in McCauley's favor. It's 0-2. Here's Ingeman's 0-2. She does try to bunt, and it's fouled back, and she is out. So an interesting call there, so she bunts out, and that is the first out. Now it's up to Macy Folsom, so no advance by Lee at first. She's still there with one out. Folsom steps in, the righty. 0-2 with a walk. There's a strike. Here's a steal attempt. Throw to second. Not in time. Danny Lee in scoring position now with one out. And the count 0-1 here on Folsom. The state tournament next weekend in Pratt. Not a short trip from up around these parts. There's another pitch that's just a bit upstairs, and ball one. The state tournament games would be Thursday and Friday next week. One of these teams will be there. Here's the pitch. That one missing a little bit low. Now two balls and one strike. Seeing how some of the teams shaking out, if Troy's able to win, they could potentially be the top seed. As they're undefeated, McLouth, they have lost three. They are 16-3. And a bunt attempt, and the ball gets away from McConaughey, the catcher. And the count now 3-1. Was determining to see if that was a strike or not. It was not, but it pops away, and now Danny Lee is at third base with one out, so. And a hitter's count to Folsom at 3-1. So an opportunity for the Bulldogs to take an early lead. Shows bunt, puts it down, and they're going to say foul ball. No, take that back. They're going to call Folsom out. So essentially, back-to-back bunt outs. So now it's up to Jill Holwick, who had a home run in the first inning against Valley Falls, and now she needs to put something together here to try to get that first run across. Runner at third, two down here in the top of the second. It's a 0-0 game early. A single, a couple of bunt outs. Lee had a stolen base and then got to third on a pass ball. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball, and Engelman in control at 0-2. Here is the 0-2. Just missing. That was close. But a good eye by Holwick. It is now 1-2. Mentioned Holwick had the 2-run homer in the first. She also walked a couple of times and scored twice. Lee at third, two outs. And there it is, a strike 3 call looking, and that'll do it. Lee stranded at third. We head to the bottom of the second, no score.
The weather is finally warming up, and that means it's time for the All-Star Blizzard Lineup, official treat of Major League Baseball at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. Check out the new Oreo Dirt Pie with Oreo pieces, gummy worms, and fudge crumble, or the caramel fudge cheesecake, Girl Scout Thin Mint, drumstick with peanuts, cotton candy, and berry cherry chip blizzards. There's something for everyone with the new All-Star Blizzard Lineup, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All right. Bottom of the second, no score. McLeod and Troy. This 2-1A regional softball final from Wathena. Winner will move on to the state tournament in Pratt next week. And a pitcher's duel here early. McLeod, though, did strand a runner at third to end their half of the second inning, and a swing and a miss. Mandel to Peyton Engelman to start things off. Pitcher v. pitcher. Begin the bottom half of inning number 2. Engelman, Weber, and Moore. Two up for the Trojans. Here's the pitch. Another swing and a miss. And quickly advantage Carissa Bandel. It's 0-2. Engelman needs to protect. Down 0-2. Here's Bandel's pitch. And a swing and a miss. Fastball outside. Chasing a little bit is Engelman. Third strikeout for Bandel, and there's one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Now Emerson Weber, the freshman left fielder. Two for four in the win over Riverside. She had a couple of ground outs, a couple of singles, an RBI, and two runs scored. Tries the bunt here, and it's strike 1. Bandel has struck out 3 of the first 4 she has faced. There's another swing and a miss. And quickly, just like Engelman, Weber is down in the count quickly, 0-2. There's the pitch, and fouling this one straight back and off the building. And Emerson Weber will have to do it again at 0-2. Defensively for McLeod, Lee at third. Got McCauley at short. Cinda Bandel at second. Holwick at first. Another foul ball, so we'll do it again at 0-2. J.C. Moore on deck. Here is the wind and fire. Just off the plate inside, ball 1. Very close. But Weber stays alive. Carissa Bandel fires one in, and this one's hit out to left center field, and that drops in for a hit. Trickles up against the fence, and it's a double. for Emerson Weber, the freshman to left center field. Trojans have a little bit of momentum here in the bottom of the second. Between Folsom and Callie McCauley, left and center field respectively, it's had some air under it, but certainly just put it in the right spot between those two, and it got to the fence, and Weber able to get the second with a double, the first hit of the game for Troy, and now runner at scoring position for J.C. Moore. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Bulldogs stranded a runner at third in the last half inning. Now the Trojans have it at second base with one out. She shows bunt here and fouls that one away. It might have hit her if it, she was able to maybe pull that bunt back, but kind of rode up in on her hands and it caught a piece of the bat, and it's now 0-2. Now Moore really needs to protect, try to put one in play. That one does ride in, but she scoots out of the way, 1-2. J.C. Moore, she scored three times in the win over Riverside, a single, a walk. Now here's a throw to third, there is the tag, and the out is recorded. So Weber tried to get a little sneaky and take third base, and Pats was not having it. And she is thrown out at third base, and now two outs and nobody on. And the count on Moore is 2-2. Interesting call. Maybe Weber just tried to go, not sure, but gunned down with ease, and Lee applied the tag. Now one runs high and outside. Now the count is full to J.C. Moore. He's trying to keep this inning alive after Weber got thrown out at third for the second out. And the 3-2 swung on and missed. So a one-out double. And no harm, no foul for McLeod. They get out of it. And at the end of two, still no score.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
And back to it. A quick 0-2 start here in this at-bat. Anna Pats, the sophomore catcher, down in the count 0-2 here to Peyton Ingeman. Top of the third, no score. Here in this regional final, Brandon Tadman, Joseph Curry back in his studio, and there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Now, five strikeouts for Peyton Ingeman. Now the right fielder, Summer Wyatt, the number nine hitter in this McLeod order. She went 0-2 in the win over Valley Falls. She takes strike one here on Ingeman. Both teams had an opportunity to score in the second. Clough left a runner stranded at third, and then here's a bunt laid down and bobbled by the third baseman, and that's going to be an error on Winder, as Winder lost it out of her hand, could have easily thrown out Summer Wyatt, but that's going to be an E5. Now to the top of the order, Carissa Bandel. I was saying that both teams had opportunities to score in the second. But Clouth left a runner stranded at third, and then the Trojans had a one-out double. And the runner there was thrown out trying to steal third, and there's a stolen base. There's a throw, but it's late, and Wyatt is up to second base with one out. Now, once again, the Bulldogs have an opportunity here with a runner in scoring position to try to break the 0-0 tie in a game that will send one of these two teams to the state tournament. There's a foul ball. Carissa Bandel, she struck out in the first, as Engelman struck out the side in the first. It's a 1-1 count. It is Wyatt at second base. Carissa from the left side tries to slap one to the left side, but fouls it away. And the count is 1-2. Again, appreciate Neil Weiland back in care for keeping us locked in and on the air for the first two plus, and then Joseph Curry coming through and rounding this out. The final game of the triple header, there's a swing and a miss, and Carissa Bandel has struck out for a second time, and now two outs, and it's Cinda Bandel. Can she get Wyatt home from second? And a foul ball right off the mask of the umpire, and the count is 0-1. Both pitchers are certainly sharp early. Six strikeouts for Engelman here in 2 2/3. And there's another swing and a foul back. And Cinda Bandel is down 0-2. And then you got Carissa Bandel, who has struck out four in two innings. Now the sun's starting to peek back out. That's good to see. We had a few raindrops prior to the start of this game. And just missing on the outside corner. I think the Troy fans thought it was strike three. The umpire shook his head no. And now the count 1-2. And a runner at second, two down, a 1-2 count here in the top of the third. And another foul off, straight back again. So Cinda Bandel doing everything she can to stay alive. And both of these pitchers, if you get down on the counts, 0-2 or 1-2, it's more times than not, it's going to turn into a strikeout. Seen that here early. Here's the 1-2. Just a bit outside. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callie McCauley is due up next if Cinda Bandel is able to do something with it here. But Wyatt's still stranded at second with 2 outs and 2 strikes. Here's Ingeman's pitch. It's a high fly ball, right side, foul territory, and it's out of play. So we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. No runs, 1 hit so far for McLeod. No runs, 1 hit so far for Troy. Engelman getting a new base, or about to say baseball, certainly not the case, a new softball. Chance to get out of the inning. Clouth trying to not strand another runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. Another foul back and out of play. So credits Cinda Bandel here, certainly fighting to keep this at bat alive. Engelman trying to get out of it. Shakes off one sign. Now a timeout called. Two teams are combined 35-3. And another foul back. Ooh, and ricocheted off the fan, and that's twice we've seen it kind of slip through the cracks on top of the fence, and a lot of fans sitting underneath the little area here behind the fence, and it's covered up, but there's a little sliver that can slip through, and we've seen a couple slip through there. Once again, 2 balls and 2 strikes, so Cinda Bandel continues to battle this AB. And finally, there's a swing and a miss. Strike 3 in the inning is over. So another runner stranded in scoring position. We have played 2.5. Still no score. We're back in a moment on Care 93.7.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com. Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Home half of the third inning here in this 2-1A regional final from Wathena. As McLeod, for back-to-back innings, left a runner in scoring position. Still no score. So 7-8-9 in the order for Troy. Ground ball left side, fielded by Lee. Throw to first in time, and one pitch, one out here in the bottom of the third. Kaylee Grable up next. That was Claire Winder, by the way, who grounded out. Kaylee Grable, who in the first game against Riverside, she went 0-for-3. She had a couple of ground outs and a flyout. Shows bunt, pops it in the air, and that's going to be an easy play for Carissa Vandell. Two pitches, two outs here in the bottom of the third. Here's Emma McConaughey, the senior catcher. Number 9 hitter in the order. She struck out a couple of times against Riverside, but also had two singles and two RBIs. And a swing and a miss on that first delivery by Carissa Vandell, who's trying to go base the minimum in all three of these first three innings. A bunt laid down by McConaughey. Throw to first in time, and that's a leave a 4 or 5 pitch inning there, quickly done by Carissa Vandell. So continue to move on, 3 up, 3 down, no score as we head to the fourth inning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in ton lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
You can get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deal. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, Mondays through Thursdays, and from 10 to 12 on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule your appointment. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Continue on here from Wathena as the battle of this two of the better pitchers here in our listening area, Peyton Ingeman and Carissa Vandell. They have both been dynamites for their respective teams. Troy and McLeod tied at 0 as we have hit the fourth inning. It is Callie McCauley to lead things off here for McLeod in this regional final. These are the top two seeds in this regional. Troy considered one of the best in the state. They have not lost a game this year. 19-0. McLeod, the Northeast Kansas League champs, they were 16-3 heading into this one. There's a swing and a miss. Quickly Colley is down in the counts, 0-2. Ingeman has struck out 7 so far. She struck out the side in the first and in the third, and then sandwiched one in between in the second. Here's the 0-2. Bunts, popped in the air, and we saw it last inning, and it's caught by Ingeman for the first out. So now Danny Lee, who has the lone hit for McLeod in this game. It was a single in the second to lead off that inning, and then she stole second, got to third on a pass ball, but back-to-back bunt outs and then a strikeout kept her from scoring in the second. Both teams have had runners in scoring position early on in this game, but we're still locked up 0-0. Pitch to Lee outside, ball one. Here's Ingeman's next pitch, swung on and missed.
Your only source for local daily news.
One strike. Remy McCauley due up next. One of the Bulldogs, they're rocking white uniforms, black pants. Trojans, blue uniforms, and gray pants. Here's the 1-1 from Ingeman, and it swung on and fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. So advantage Ingeman. One out, nobody on, cruising along here in the fourth, still no score. Ingeman trying to tally another strikeout. She won't. It's a pop-up right side, playable, as the right fielder Grable comes in nearly to the infield and makes the catch, calls off Hines at second base, and there are two outs. So it's up to Remy McCauley to try to keep the inning alive. She bunted herself out her first time up. She tried to bunt with two strikes and fouled it off, so she was out. Steps back in with two outs and nobody on, and she takes one for strike one. Busy time of the year. Of course, we got regional track and field coming up later on this week, and then, of course, state tournaments and such next week, as the high school sports season's coming to an end. Pitch swung on and missed. McCauley down now 0-2. Ingeman trying to make quick work here in the top of the fourth. Another bunt attempt, and it's going to be foul. And that should end the inning, and it does. So a little bit of a delay. Not sure if anybody realized there was two strikes, but for the second time, McCauley bunts herself out. So three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Still no score in this regional final from Wathena.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is ready to assist you with enrollment for summer and fall courses and technical programs. The Western Center offers 6 technical programs, including construction technology, diesel technology, early childhood, medical assistant, precision agriculture, and welding technology. Plus, a wide variety of transferable gen ed options are available. Contact HCC Western Center in Baileyville for an advising appointment at 442-6240 or email western at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Still no score, bottom of inning number 4. The regional final here from Wathena is Troy and McLeod deadlocked at 0. First pitch swinging, Reagan Hill to right center field, and coming on to make a nice catch is the right fielder Wyatt. And one pitch and one out, and going back to last inning, I think, pitcher Carissa Bandel has thrown 6 pitches to record the last 4 outs. So quickly, one up, one down. Paige Hines will step in. She struck out in the first, and Bandel has given up 1 hit, but she has faced the minimum. Here's the pitch. Now one in there for strike one. Troy's had one opportunity. They had a runner at second with one out in the second. As Hines falls behind now at 0-2, it was a double by the freshman Weber, but then she was caught trying to steal third. The lone base runner for Troy in this ball game. Next pitch low. One ball and two strikes. Vandell has struck out four so far. Here is the 1-2. Make it five. Swung on and missed. And quickly two up and two down. Here in the fourth. Now it's up to Avery Euler, the senior shortstop. She popped out into foul territory her first time up. First pitch by Vandell is a little bit inside, ball one. No runs, one hit for Troy. No runs, one hit for McLeod. Ground ball right side. What a stab by the second baseman. That is Cinda Bandel, and she retires the side. And another three up, three down inning. So we head now to inning number five. A trip to the state tournament on the line. Still no score. We're back in a moment.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
Knowing and understanding your blood pressure levels are essential tools to fighting high blood pressure. Your Amberwell primary care provider knows a lot about fighting high blood pressure and can individualize a plan to help you attain and maintain a healthy blood pressure. Make an appointment with your provider today to discuss how you can take control of your blood pressure and reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke.
Both teams, no runs on just one hit. It has been the Ingeman-Bandel show as both pitchers have been dominant here today. And for McLeod, here up in the fifth, it'll be started out by Macy Folsom, the senior left fielder. She bunted out in her first at-bat. Ingeman's first pitch, missing a little bit low, ball one. Ingeman struck out the side in the first and the third. Struck out one in the second. She has tallied seven strikeouts so far. Pitch upstairs, ball two. Haven't seen Ingeman fall behind too many batters here in this one, but has fallen behind here early to Folsom at 2-0. Here is the 2-0 delivery. In there for strike one. Here is the wind and fire on 2-1, swung on and missed. So from 2-0 to 2-2. Jill Holwick up next for McLeod. Sun has peaked out a little bit here in this ball game. Still no score in the fifth. That one is upstairs, and the count moves full to 3-2. So big pitch here, 3-2, top of the fifth, still no score, first batter here in the inning. Ingeman's 3-2, swung on, or it was a check swing, I think it was a strike anyways. Regardless, it's a strikeout, and a big one there, and that's number 8 on the afternoon for Peyton Ingeman, and that brings up Jill Holwick. Olick struck out in her first at-bat. slaps this one foul and looks to be out of play. And the count is 0-1. At this rate, it might be the first run could be the difference in this outcome. And both teams just have one hit to this point in the game. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a miss. And remember, both of these pitchers pitched in their semifinal games. Vandell only had to go four because their game ended after four innings. The Trojans got six innings from Engelman, and another swing and a miss, and another strikeout. Two up, two down, two more strikeouts, and she's got nine. Now up to the sophomore catcher, Anna Patz, who struck out in her first at-bat. Engelman's first pitch to her swung on and missed. And both pitchers, really since the second inning, where both teams had opportunities with runners in scoring position, there's a bunt attempt, but it's going to be foul. And now Pat's 0-2 on her, so she's going to really be careful here. We have seen Remy McCauley bunt out twice. We've seen Macy Folsom bunt out once. So certainly, McCloud's trying to do everything they can just to find a base runner. There's one that's just a bit inside. Now one ball and two strikes. Here is the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. And for the third time in five innings, Engelman has struck out the side. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Still no score in this regional championship game from Wathena. Back in a moment.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes eight delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hi, this is Ginger from Exchange Bank. Writing checks to pay bills every month can be such a hassle. Make it easy with Exchange Bank's automatic bill payment. Schedule your payments automatically so you'll never have to write another check. You'll save time and no stamps needed. Visit myexchangebank.com to see how easy paying bills can be.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
And still no score in this 2-1A regional final, as it's Troy and McLeod. 0-0, both teams with just one hit each, as we're now in the bottom of the fifth. And it's Peyton Engelman, Emerson Weber, and J.C. Moore due up for the undefeated Troy Trojans. Engelman struck out her first time up. Vandell has five strikeouts in this ballgame. Sun's starting to peek out, good to see. And the first pitch swung out and missed, strike one. We inch closer and closer to the end of this ballgame. Of course, seven innings. Right now in the bottom of the fifth, still no score. And another one finds the strike zone. Looked a little bit inside, but the umpire calls it strike two. So Engelman quickly down 0-2, and she jumped out behind in her first at-bat and then ended up striking out. That one's a little bit high and outside, now 1-2. Just getting going, bottom of the fifth, no score. The 2-1A regional final. And a swing and a miss. Down goes Engelman. That'll bring up Emerson Weber, who has the lone hit for Troy in this game. It was a one-out double in the second, and then got caught trying to steal third, and really the play wasn't all that close. Pat's Gunder down, and Lee easily making the tag. And no damage was done. First pitch, high fastball, swung on and missed, or strike one. How many open seats available at the picnic tables, the bleachers? A lot of fans sitting in lawn chairs. And now one tails outside, one ball and one strike here to Emerson Weber. A 0-0 game in the bottom of the fifth. There's a foul ball. Now Weber needs to protect, 1-2. Carissa Bandel, she is, has worked smoothly. Six strikeouts for her tonight. She struck out two in the first, two in the second, one in the fourth, and struck out Ingeman here to start the fifth. And now a chance ahead 1-2 to Weber. And this one's going to be popped out of play. It's the roof above the fans and rolls away. And have to do it again at 1-2. J.C. Moore due up next. Here's the 1-2 from Bandel. That one's hit well, left field, but foul. And goes out of play. So a little bit out in front was Emerson Weber. Her double was to left center field at two-hop defense. Fell right in between Folsom and left and McCauley in center. Ground ball, but the off-speed pitch playable by Bandel throws to first, and there are now two outs. Now it's J.C. Moore's turn. J.C. Moore, strikeout victim in her first at-bat. And now nobody on, two outs, no score, bottom of the fifth. Here's Bandel's first pitch, a little bit outside, ball one. Moore worked a full count in her first at-bat before striking out. Bats from the right side, open on her stance. Swing and a miss. Good fastball there, and it's now one ball and one strike. There was a little bit of rain before this game started. Now the sun is out. A few clouds have cleared up. And this one gets away. Two balls and one strike. There's a swing and a miss. Correction, it was 1-2, and that will strike out J.C. Moore. And there's two strikeouts in the inning. As it's another 1-2-3 frame. So now to the 6 we go, and still a scoreless game in this regional championship here on CARE 93.7.
Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Well, happy to hear your voice at Taco John's.
Happier if I was on a beach somewhere.
Try our mango shrimp street tacos. They're a whole vibe.
Oh, take me to the beach without taking me to the beach.
3 for $6 mango shrimp street tacos. Only at Taco John's.
Hi, this is Ginger from Exchange Bank. Writing checks to pay bills every month can be such a hassle. Make it easy with Exchange Bank's automatic bill payment. Schedule your payments automatically so you'll never have to write another check. You'll save time and no stamps needed. Visit myexchangebank.com. to see how easy paying bills can be.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
We're now in the sixth. Still no score between McLouth and Troy. Bulldogs are up here in the inning. It is number 9 hitter, Summer Wyatt, and she swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. 10 strikeouts for Peyton Ingeman. Jumps out in front here, 0-1. There's a bunt attempt, but fouled straight back. And real quick, it is now an 0-2 count on Summer Wyatt. Wyatt did reach on an error in the third. Stole second, but was stranded there. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike three. And she is down on strikes to begin the sixth. Back to the top of the order, Carissa Bandel, 0-2, two strikeouts. Still no score, both teams with just one hit. There's a swing and a miss, strike one. Now, with how good both these pitchers have been, if one team can somehow just scratch one across, might be the difference in the game. There's one that's slapped to the left side. Foul territory, but caught by the third baseman, Winder. And just like that, two up and two down. So now Cinda Bandel also 0-2 with two strikeouts. Ingeman trying to work quickly here in the sixth. And there is a fastball, a little bit upstairs, and checking with the third base umpire to see if Zenda had gone around. She did not, so it's ball one. Here's Ingeman's 1-0 pitch. Another bunt attempt, missing it, and it's strike one. So one ball and one strike. As we have just cruised along in this game so far. Another bunt attempt foul. Now we're seeing a lot, especially from McLeod. Again, with how good Ingeman is, we have seen a lot of the McLeod batters trying to bunt their way on. It's hard to get solid contact on Ingeman, so just trying to use the field a little bit, utilization of speed, and hasn't really worked yet, but they're certainly trying. Another pitch outside. Now two balls and two strikes. Here is Ingeman's 2-2 pitch. And swung on and missed. And two more strikeouts this inning. And she continues to cruise. We head to the bottom of the sixth. No score in this regional title game on CARE 93.7.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Between Troy and McLeod. As the Trojans will lead things off, 7-8-9 this inning. Winder, Grable, and McConaughey working on Carissa Bandel. Both pitchers again outstanding tonight. First pitch is low and skips away, ball one. Winder grounded out to third her first time up. Troy does have one hit, but Bandel has faced the minimum. Three in the first, three in the second, three in the third, three in the fourth, and three in the fifth. There's a foul ball out of play right side. It's 1-1. This game goes extras, which of these two pitchers can last the longest? How far can they go? Again, both these pitchers pitched in their first games today. Engelman pitched two more innings than Vandell. There's a strike on the inside corner. It's 1-2. Clough was able to win in four innings. It took six innings for Troy to get a win, and there's a foul ball to keep the at-bat alive for Winder, and seen some good at-bats for both teams. Right now it is one ball and two strikes. Here is Vandell's pitch, and that's hit towards shallow right field, and coming on to make a running catch is Wyatt. And nicely played in right field, and there is one out. So Winder's 0 for 2, now Kaylee Grable popped out to the pitcher her first time up. 0-0, bottom of the sixth. Trip to the state tournament on the line between these two. First pitch by Vandell, swung on and missed. Grable popped out her first time up. Bats from the right side. Tabbitt open on her stand. Shows bunt. Puts it down. Nicely played. Charged by the third baseman who throws to first in time as Lee made a nice play. And there's two up and two down. Now Emma McConaughey grounded out her first time up. And Vandell's trying to get through the sixth, facing the minimum once again. First pitch a little bit outside, ball one. Both teams right now just one hit. Clough had an extra base runner because of an error, but unable to score. There's another swing and a miss. Count one ball and one strike. Corner infield in, Lee at third, Holwick at first. There's the bunt, third base side, played nicely by Lee, but a low throw, and it gets away. And McConaughey's going to chug over to second base, and she's in scoring position with two down. So a low throw by Lee, and then up to second on the throw. So now it's Reagan Hill. So a chance for Troy to strike in the bottom of the sixth. And it's up to Reagan Hill. She is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. McConaughey at second. Two down. No score, bottom of the sixth. Winner moves on to the state tournament next week. First pitch by Vandell is in there for strike one. Fastball knee high right across the outside corner. Can Reagan Hill come through for the Trojans? A swing and a miss. Strike two. And she's going to have to do it in massive protection mode. She is quickly down 0-2. Took strike one looking. Strike two swinging. McConaughey at second, two down, the 0-2. Upstairs. One ball and two strikes. Taking her time, Carissa Vandell trying to get out of the inning. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that is the inning. So McConaughey stranded at second base, and we're scoreless going to the seventh. We're back in a moment here on KARE 93.7.
The weather is finally warming up, and that means it's time for the All-Star Blizzard Lineup, official treat of Major League Baseball at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. Check out the new Oreo Dirt Pie with Oreo pieces, gummy worms, and fudge crumble, or the Caramel Fudge Cheesecake, Girl Scout Thin Mint, drumstick with peanuts, cotton candy, and very cherry chip blizzards. There's something for everyone with the new All-Star Blizzard Lineup, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Seventh inning we go, and still no score between Troy and McLeod. This regional final from Wathena today, we've played two and are currently in the middle of game number 3. And this one deciding it all, regional championship and a trip to the 2-1A state tournaments in Pratt next week. State tournament games would be Thursday and Friday. One of these two will be there. Is it going to go extras, or is a team going to come out here in the seventh and win it? No score. Both teams with just one hit. And to the top of the seventh we go. And it's Callie McCauley. 3, 4, and 5 due up for the Bulldogs. As Ingeman right down Broadway, sharp as iron. And it's strike one. McCauley strike out and a pop out. 0-2. Here's the pitch. That one is hit towards center field, but playing it right on cue is Hill. And she makes the catch for out number one. So now Danny Lee, who has the lone hit for McLeod today, was a single back in the second. She stole second base, got to third on a pass ball, but two bunt outs and a strikeout ended that threat. And the first pitch in there, strike one. So Ingeman has 12 strikeouts in this ball game. There's a shot sent out of play, foul. And Ingeman in control at 0-2. Honestly been pretty incredible game so far. I mean, no score. Both of these pitchers, just how good they have been, and you can see how both teams have just struggled against them both. Here is a high fly ball, right field, going towards the fence, and making the catch right in front of the wall. Danny Lee was 2 or 3 feet away from a tie-breaking home run here in the seventh, but caught by Grable. And there are two outs. Oh, my goodness. For a second, it didn't look like it was going to carry that far, but once it got about halfway up, it looked like it was going to be close. But right in front of the fence, Grable made the catch. Now Remy McCauley takes strike one. Actually, a swing and a miss for strike one. And another swing and a miss, and quickly strike two. So how close it was for Danny Lee, and potentially giving McLeod a lead here in the final inning. But just coming up a bit short. Here's a nice bunt placed down by McCauley. Play it first in time, and Troy will have a chance to win it in the seventh. We head to the bottom half. No score in this regional final on KARE 93.7.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Go. The top seed Troy Trojans, a chance to win this game in the bottom of the seventh. No score. McLouth trying to put this to the eighth inning. 2-1-A berth, or a berth in the 2-1-A state tournament is on the line. And Paige Hines swings and misses at the first pitch. You can argue the best part of the order for Troy. 2-3-4, Hines, Euler, and Ingeman two up in this inning. Quickly, Carissa Vandell works the strike. It's 0-1. And a swing and a miss. Just like that, 0-2. Hines is 0-2 with two strikeouts. Struck out in the first and struck out in the fourth. And in trouble here down 0-2. Now one upstairs. Good eye to lay off that pitch. It's 1-2. McLouth was about 2 or 3 feet from scoring the first run. Danny Lee flew out to deep right field. It was caught right in front of the fence. That last half inning, and this one is belted to left field, but playable, and it's going to fall in for a hit. And going to second base and standing up with a leadoff double is Paige Hines on a 1-2 count. And the winning run is in scoring position with nobody out. Avery Euler now a chance. And here comes a meeting inside the circle, a pause in the action. As Hines coming through with a double down the left field line, a diving effort by Folsom just coming up a little bit short. Nearly made a great play out there. But now we'll see if maybe Euler tries to lay a bunt down. Maybe get the runner at least to third, and then maybe you take that scenario. You have a runner at third with one out, and potentially two at bats to get the runner home to win the game. So a lengthy meeting. Here is Avery Euler, fouled out first base side in the first, grounded out in the fourth. The next run wins the game for Troy, which would be the only run, by the way. And we are scoreless, of course. Have been all night. Boy, again, these two pitchers have been so good. But Hines coming away with the big hit so far, and a swing and a miss by Euler down 0-1. In the infields coming in, they are expecting potentially Euler to put down a bunt here. The corners with Lee and Holwick, third and first, respectively, coming in pretty hard, and here's a high fly ball, but it's going to stay in the infield. And the catch is made by Vandell at second base. So, could not get the runner over, and now Peyton Ingeman steps in. The first out is recorded. Hines still at second. The winning run. Two bases away. Here's Peyton Ingeman, 0-2, two strikeouts. Boy, with how she has pitched tonight, can you imagine if she can bring in the game-winning run? There's a swing and a miss. Strike one. Ball was inside. But Engeman down 0-1 as Bandel's trying to put this thing to the eighth inning. Here's the 0-1. Now they're swinging a miss. About the same location inside. And Engeman quickly down 0-2. Hines got down 1-2 before hitting that double to left field. Here is the 0-2 and a swing and a miss. Strike three. Three straight pitches, three swings and misses. And there is out number two. And here's Emerson Weber. Outside of the double by Hines as the only other hit for Troy. It was a double back in the second inning. But she has a chance to win it for Troy. Bandel's first pitch. It's hit towards right field. And it's down! It's down the right field line. The winning run is in and the game is over. Troy wins it. Emerson Weber, are you kidding me? Down the right field line, just inside the foul line, and the run is in from second. And the Troy Trojans are regional champions. A 1-0 victory over McLouth. We'll step aside and wrap this up when we come back here on CARE 93.7.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com. Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in ton lots. Blair's mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
You can get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deal. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, Mondays through Thursdays, and from 10 to 12 on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule your appointment. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is ready to assist you with enrollment for summer and fall courses and technical programs. The Western Center offers six technical programs including construction technology, diesel technology, early childhood, medical assistant, precision agriculture, and welding technology. Plus a wide variety of transferable gen ed options are available. Contact HCC Western Center in Baileyville for an advising appointment at 442-6240 or email western at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, close to home. Home, far from death.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Way to end this long afternoon of high school softball in the 2-1A regional final here in Wathena. The undefeated and top-seeded Troy Trojans advancing to Pratt next week with a 1-0 walk-off win in the seventh over McLouth. And again, big shout out to both of these pitchers as they went the entire way. Peyton Ingeman for Troy. She struck out 12 batters in this second game, allowing just one hit. And then Carissa Bandel, who was just so sharp as well, she struck out 8, but ultimately gave up the game-winning hit with 2 outs in the bottom of the seventh. The inning started with Paige Hines, who on a 1-2 pitch hit a double down the left field line. Then after a pop-out and a strikeout, it was up to Emerson Weber. And a line drive down the right field line stayed in play. And the winning run, Hines scoring from second. On the walk-off win, Emerson Weber, 2 for 3. She had 2 of the 3 hits. She had a double, the game-winning single, and the RBI. Paige Hines had the other hit. She was 1 for 3 with a double and scored the winning run. So, again, the final tallies here, 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error, and 1 left on for Troy. And for McLouth, their season again ends at 16-4 in tough fashion, just no runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left on base. Again, Troy's Peyton Ingeman, she struck out 12. Carissa Bandel, she struck out 8 in the loss. So, again, I want to thank Neil Weiland, Joseph Curry, back in the CARE studios, keeping us on the air today. We appreciate it very much. But the Troy Trojans heading to Pratt, the Class 2-1A Softball State Championship Tournament next week. We will know the brackets here in the next couple of days. The Trojans could end up being the number one seed. We'd have to see how some other things play out here in the next couple of days. The undefeated Trojans could be the top seed and could be in line as one of the favorites to maybe win the whole thing. Again, thanks again, Neil Weiland and Joseph Curry. I'm Brandon Tatman. A 1-0 win for Troy over McLouth in this 2-1A regional final. And for Joseph and Neil, I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow for more high school baseball and softball as we continue our coverage this week across the MSC Sports Radio Network.